Minister Gonzalez said there is a challenge in preparing the country to welcome visitors to its shores as Vincentians continue to refuse to get vaccinated for COVID-19. He pointed out that there is a surplus of vaccines locally, which had to be given to other countries because of the hesitancy of locals to get vaccinated.
The last thing that we need is for a single cruise ship to come and we be unprepared for it from a COVID perspective, and the bad press deter future cruise ships from coming. I think the important thing is that we get everything right on the ground now to welcome cruise ships. And then when we are ready, we welcome those cruise ships and we benefit from them. And the challenge is that we get ready. Specifically, the level of vaccination in the hospitality sector, when we're dealing with the cruise ships, the people who will be on the front line of interacting with the cruise passengers, they will have to get the vaccination rates up. I mean, it is tragic that we take vaccines. We have a surplus, essentially, of vaccines because people don't want to take them. We're sending vaccines to Trinidad and Tobago, and Trinidadians are lining up in the streets. So it's a challenge. Mm-hmm. I don't think that our hospitality sector is ready to welcome tourists in a large scale at the moment until we get our vaccination rates up.
Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Camilo Gonzalez. Regionally, Trinidad and Tobago health authorities are reporting 14 additional deaths and 215 new positive cases, pushing the overall totals to 761 and 30,982 respectively. There are now 7,954 active cases of COVID-19 in Trinidad and Tobago. In Barbados, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 4,045. Internationally, India has classified a new variant of the coronavirus, first identified in Europe, as a variant of concern, but it's too early to tell whether it poses a significant threat. Meanwhile, France has added Russia to its list of countries from which non-essential travel is banned as concerns grow over a spike of cases in Moscow due to the Delta variant. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.